Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm recording this on Wednesday when the QAnon army, red-pilled and red-capped, at the behest of a certain soon-to-be former president, has just stormed the widely anticipated but strangely unguarded Capitol buildings in Washington, D.C., and many state government buildings as well. Sort of a reverse coup, an attempt to block regime change within the U.S. government. The mob has dispersed and Trump has temporarily been stripped of his Twitter account, a face worse than impeachment for him. But if you're listening to this on Friday morning, things may have changed so much that my comments are already old hat. Either way, I think it's as good a time as any to talk about political unrest and dissent. So this week, I have two new movies, both documentaries. There are anti-war radicals who disrupt the Democrats in Chicago and a Saudi journalist who disappears in Istanbul. The Dissident, directed by Brian Fogel. Jamal Khashoggi is a successful journalist born into an illustrious family in Medina, Saudi Arabia. For 30 years, he works tirelessly for the government and is part of the country's royal elite. But in a sudden about-face, he divorces his wife and, leaving his family behind, relocates in Washington, D.C. He's hired by the Washington Post to write columns, some of which criticize the Saudi government and its royal family. But in that authoritarian monarchy, this is a no-no. So he becomes a dissident. Later, he falls in with a young Turkish woman, a scholar who speaks Arabic, at a conference. They fall in love and he travels to Turkey to meet his fiancée's family. In order to marry, they need a document from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul proving that he's divorced his first wife. But this is where things get weird. After entering the consulate a year ago, he is never seen again. Well, after widespread outrage, Turkish detectives are allowed into the building to inspect it. And based on the evidence they find, in addition to wiretaps, recordings, and external video footage, they come to a shocking conclusion. Khashoggi was murdered in cold blood by a hit team of Saudi special ops flown in especially for that purpose. He was suffocated in front of diplomats and his body dismembered by a pathologist and burned to ashes in a barbecue pit. Just awful, horrible story. So, The Dissident is a detailed documentary in Arabic, Turkish, and English with subtitles that traces Khashoggi's life and death from insider to dissident to victim or martyr. Using new interviews with most of the key players, though no one from inside the kingdom, it solves many of the mysteries dogging his case. Rarely veers away from its central topic, which is Khashoggi's life and his work for freedom of speech and freedom of the press, and it stays away from other important issues in Saudi Arabia, like women's rights, the war in Yemen, never mind cultural expression or sexual liberation. But the one area the doc does explore is an insider's look at dissidents across the Arab world. The film is narrated by Omar Abdulaziz, a young Saudi who sought asylum in Canada. He helped guide Khashoggi when he becomes a dissident. And this is where the movie really gets interesting. It explores a government-sponsored troll army that exists there that silences dissent on social networks like Twitter, which is used by 80% of the people in that country. And the work Omar has done to counter it. While some of the docket is a bit dry, it really shines when it digs deep into cyber warfare, political activism, and newly revealed secrets of the kingdom. The Chicago 10, written and directed by Brett Morgan. It's the summer of 68, and the youth of America, the product of the baby boom, is revolting. LBJ has plunged the country into war in Vietnam. Civil rights leaders, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Robert F. Kennedy have been killed, assassinated. People are sitting in, dropping out, and fighting back. It's also an election year. And the Democratic National Committee is holding its presidential convention in Chicago. So to confront this and have their voices heard, radical political action youth groups converge on the city from across the country. The Yippies from the East Coast, headed by Abby Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, and poet Allen Ginsberg, are humorous, media-savvy, sex-positive masters of performance art. Rennie Davis and Tom Hayden fight against war, poverty, and racism, and David Dellinger is a longtime anti-war activist. They plan a massive be-in, a festival of life, based in Lincoln Park, full of speeches and music and performances, culminating in a march to the Hilton Hotel to confront the Democratic Convention. But they're met by riot police, ordered by Mayor Daley, and the National Guard, who violently attack the largely unarmed peace activists. Loads of people are arrested and injured, and a key few, including Davis, Hoffman, Rubin, Hayden, and Dellinger, plus a few more, are put on trial in 69 by the feds and charged with conspiracy. For some reason, they throw Bobby Seale, the Black Panther Party, into the group as well, when he wasn't even in Chicago except for 4-hour stopover that summer. But thus begins the lengthy show trial. Okay, the Chicago 10 is an excellently researched documentary on the famous trial and the demonstrations that led to it. The film jumps back and forth chronologically between the trial and the demonstrations in the summer. No cameras were allowed into the courtroom, so the trial scenes are done with 3D animation using the actual transcripts voiced by actors like Nick Nolte, Liev Schreiber, Hank Azaria, Roy Scheider, Mark Ruffalo, Jeffrey Wright, and many others. Voices are occasionally a bit cartoonish sounding because, well, it's a cartoon, but generally they feel like the real thing. Demonstrations are, the footage from the demonstrations are taken from beautifully restored contemporary footage and news clips, as well as radio recordings and onstage performances, almost like a stand-up comic, especially Abby Hoffman, all done while the trial was actually taking place. None of the cues were locked away during the trial, so they were constantly in the media. And this movie makes good use of it. It's full of revelations. Allen Ginsberg is called in as a witness, and the prosecutor tries to embarrass him and shock the jury by making him recite his most salacious erotic poems. And there are also great news stories, like little kids in Chicago are seen playing cops and protesters instead of cops and robbers, where in this game, activists get clubbed by police, a very relevant topic this year. So you may have seen the much-lauded Trial of the Chicago 7. That's Aaron Sorkin's star-studded take on the story. While the production values and acting are terrific in that movie, Chicago 10 is much more historically accurate than Sorkin's revisionist drama. So if the topic interests you, like it does me, Chicago 10 is definitely worth a watch. Chicago 10 is now available online. And The Dissident opens today across North America. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.